The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
You make me feel so young.
Here we go, here we go.
You make me feel like spring has sprung. Every time I see you grin, such a happy individual. The moment that you speak,
this is the song I wanted, thank you, Al.
I want to run and play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon, just like a toy balloon. You and I, we're just like a couple of tots running around the meadow, picking up all those forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so young.
This is for you listening now on the 6 o'clock hour.
You make me young.
Francis Albert right there, 6:06 on AM 970, The Answer. Good morning. Happy Monday. Look at us, June 3rd already, running into D-Day coming up on June 6th this week, the 75th anniversary of D-Day. But, you know, I wanted to say thank you for being there Saturday night. You're the best. You're the absolute best, because so many folks came over to me and said, Joe, we listen to you in the 6 o'clock hour. You know that kitchen table you talk about? They tell me this. The virtual kitchen table. I say, yeah. They go, we listen to that hour. And they, whether there's Janet going to work to school as a teacher, you know, or everybody just running off as we all do every single morning, doing the same thing, scrambling, right? Right, getting our lives in order and doing what we got to do. To be the fine citizens of this great country, and you are, and you listen to us on the radio. We really appreciate that. So it's such a joy to go out and be able to talk to you and to meet you and look in the eye and say, I listen every single morning, especially in this hour, our intimate hour, I always say. Because sometimes I'm saying, how many people are going to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning? But you're up and you're at them, and I love you for that. I love you for that. So I appreciate it. And I'm trying to break down everything as logically as I can. So we never, ever take your listenership for granted. So God bless you, and may you have the best day ever. You know, we're right here watching your back, and I know you're watching ours. But there was Joe, my gal who comes in. Then there's another. There was a gal. Listen to this. A gal comes over. A couple came over and said, oh, do you remember when you had your thyroid surgery? And I went, whoa. And that's 1981. And I went, yes, absolutely, a Columbia Presbyterian. And she goes, well, do you remember visiting a kid there? There was a kid there. And she, if she was, you know, just a young teenager or whatever, do you remember it was on the same floor as you, and you went and you visited her? And I said, yeah, I vaguely do remember that. And she goes, well, this is the child that you went and you visited, because we heard Joe Piscopo was on the floor getting surgery. And I went, wow. And the kid, now, of course, she's a grown gal, but a beautiful gal, doing great. She had her medical issues. She's doing great. But how wild is that? And my heart out to that gal for doing so well. And I think they said you were worried about the surgery. You wanted to talk to the kid. I'm talking to a little kid. Hey, how bad is this going to be? Me being the hypochondriac, right? What did they do? They cut you open now? So the kid was, she's a great girl, and we want to thank the family there. And then it was great. A judge came over to me and said how he worked with my dad. And he was a younger guy. So I said, wow. I said, you were a baby. He goes, yeah. It was starting out, and I was a judge, and he told me the funny thing, how my father was always funny, and in a specific case that my dad did where he made a joke in the courtroom, and they always appreciated my dad. Love hearing those stories. And love that you were there and walking through. And a big shout out that Jerry LaGuardia put on a great show. And Charlie Colello is a great show. And you may not know Charlie, but Charlie's like, you know, for those of us who are in the music industry, especially guys like Paul Schaefer and everything who really study it, Paul certainly more so than the rest of us, as talented as Paul is. And they love Charlie because he's like a musician's musician. He actually from Newark, for like Artie Schreck, these names that I mentioned, these are guys from Bloomfield Avenue who really, they recorded Frankie Valli. They recorded The Old Man. And Charlie, you know, recorded Sweet Caroline. He arranged Sweet Caroline, you know, and so there's a great history there. But to come and be able to be hip enough to get it that, wow, these are the cats that put all this great music together. Now let's spend the night, let's sit and let's enjoy the music with a full 24-piece orchestra, strings and everything. Charlie did great. Then we had some great, great talent there as well as singing. And then, of course, I bring up my Mikey to rip it up on the guitar. He sounded better than ever. I tell you, I listen to the kid, and I push him on stage now because I'm a father. I want to, you know, and I think I'm a little tougher on my sons, I think. Me tough. I'm a wuss. What am I telling you? I'm acting like I know I'm in the heat of the battle. The crowd is nice. And I said, go ahead, Mikey, try this. We ad-lib something. We riffed a little Stevie Ray Vaughan blues thing with me at the piano, which was a lot of fun. Then Olivia just nailed it. So I thank you for being there. Thank you so much for being there. It was just, I would tell you, very just humble to be there and be able to. And you are part of this family. And I appreciate all that you go through and all that you do. I mean, it's every single morning you're with us every morning. We never, ever, ever take that for granted. And Joseph Bowery from Broadway was there. And Tommy Sellers, one of the best singers I've ever heard. This is Charlie brought in a couple Broadway stars. Joseph Leo Bowery was great. And Tommy, Mike brought a voice on this girl. I mean, I was so glad to have Olivia meet this gal. Great. And then my ex, Kimberly, was there the whole night, the entire evening. It was family night. Mm-hmm. Yes, Amy knows. Amy's listening. She knows. And who else was there? The star of the night? Debbie Duhame. So I'm doing Hey Joe. I'm doing the riff with Hey Joe. You got the band. Ricky Gordon is conducting. And in my head, I go, I think Debbie's here. This is what you think about. I'm playing my Hey Joe riff. Bom, 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 bom. Is Debbie Duhame here? Nah, 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 nah. And Debbie and her parents were there. And it was great. So thank you. I love you for that. Thank you. But see, it's tough for me because here and then, there's so much personal things I want to talk to you about, but what we don't really touch on and what is going away, and forgive me for talking about this early in the morning, is this Virginia shooting. We are so desensitized to it that, did you notice that? That we had 12 Americans, 12 fellow Americans killed, 12 from another wacko cockroach. I don't want to hear mental illness. I don't hear, oh, what he had, mental ill. I don't care. He's a cockroach. How do you stop? This is a national emergency. It keeps happening over and over and over again. And it ain't guns. I'm telling you, don't tell me it's guns, because if it's not guns, they're driving a car into the building, God forbid, or they're doing something with fire, or they're going to take the knives. And but this guy, he had extended, an extended stock in the gun. So I don't want to hear guns. I want to hear why this keeps happening and what are the red flags? Because if you're at this place in Virginia Beach, you know, like where the municipal building is, the city's municipal building, are you going to think you got to put a cop there? Are you going to think that? Why are we having to do that? And why are people, they may think about it, but that why do they enact it? What is causing us to cross the line there? These what, and because I have to mention it, because even me, it's Saturday, I'm on stage, and I wanted to say, hey, our hearts go out to Virginia Beach, but then it brings the whole, oh my gosh, yeah, another mass shooting in America, you know, and now I'm reading here, memorials have been popping up throughout Virginia Beach in honor, but it's Virginia Beach, it's like a beautiful place, we all know Virginia Beach, love Virginia Beach, I've been there, I've worked there many times. So there's memorials in honor of the victims who lost their lives in Friday's mass shooting. Another one. I'm not going to mention the suspect's name. I forgive me. God forgive me. Me rotten hell. I'm done. I'm done with it. Done with it. What's wrong with the evil? It's like Satan. The only explanation is Satan walks the earth, and it's in this creep that took out 11 wives and 11 lives. And thank God the cops took this guy down. Thank God the cops were there in 2 minutes. It would have been worse. And again, an appreciation of law enforcement there. This guy was a longtime government employee who opened fire in the city's municipal building, killing 12 and injuring 4 others, 3 critically. And the city manager said this guy emailed in his resignation early Friday, but he wasn't in danger of losing his job. So a public vigil scheduled for tomorrow night at a Virginia Beach church. You know, we could do the vigils and everything, but see, this is what the Democrats, I think, should be. This is something that the Democrats should go, Mr. President, let's get together and work on this. This is crazy that this keeps happening. You know, this is something that they got to jump. But I'm telling you, it's going to go away. It's another mass shooting. We are so decent. I wanted to mention it because, and if I didn't mention it, we just let it go. It's people killed. Americans killing Americans for no reason because of mental illness. What is the problem? Somebody's got to get a handle on that. But the president is in London today with Melania, First Lady Melania. They're in Great Britain, kicking off a 3-day estate visit. Queen Elizabeth and other members of the royal family will hold a formal arrival ceremony at Buckingham Palace later this morning. It'll be a busy 3 days with the president and the first lady set to have a private lunch with the queen. I say, before traveling to Westminster Abbey to place a wreath at the grave of the unknown. And they're also, I believe the president's also going to Normandy, but they'll also be joining Prince Charles for tea and will be the guests of honor at a state dinner hosted by the Queen. So also the meeting with Theresa May, and he's going to do some politics while he's over there. The mayor over there, this guy, Mayor Khan, this guy's criticizing, and they're going to be protests against the president of the United States. Have you seen London lately? I'm just saying. You see what this mayor has done to London lately? Don't get me started. And this guy's going to protest? Am I right or wrong? Come on. And then this mayor had welcomed Louis Farrakhan. And he made the excuse and doubled down on why Louis Farrakhan should visit London. And he welcomed Louis Farrakhan like a state leader. This guy's scary. He is scary. And I believe he's part of the takedown of Western civilization. That's my opinion. Just saying. So anyway, it's going to be interesting to watch the president over there in England. So I wanted to just say thanks for everybody for being there. We had a great time, and it was great. And then I went to we went to the funeral for my mom's friend, you know, Mrs. Giamalvo, and that it was so glorious to watch, and it was so nice to see. And a shout out, her granddaughter Laura has just got a magnificent voice, sang throughout the whole service. And then at the end, this was so telling. She at the end, you know, and the beautifully white draped coffin, you know, with the cross on the top was there, and young Laura was singing "O Sole Mio." That was one of her grandmother's favorite songs. So she starts to sing "O Sole Mio," and then of course, this is at the end of the whole service, she starts to get choked up. And now you got to hit that high note, and so she stepped off the podium. This was magnificent to watch this because it's so heart-wrenching, because we all loved Mrs. G so much. She lived to 104 glorious years, you know, years old. So Laura steps off the podium, and then you can hear her voice start to crack a little bit, and then she holds up the piano player with her hand to hold, just wait, hold a second, and then she looks at that beautiful, beautiful white-draped coffin where her grandmother is laying in peace, and then she goes for the high note, bang, and hits it. That was, I tell you, one of the most moving, I don't want to say performance, because it really wasn't a performance, it was from her heart, but it was just one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, and it was a celebration of 104 years, so rest in peace, Mrs. G. Hey, Rick Klein is with us today. We're going to talk to Rick. I watched ABC News last night. It is so great. It's for attention deficit disorder people like myself. That's what I love about it. I know, politically you may not agree with it, ABC News, but if it's quick, I'm watching it. Anthony Scaramucci on the show. The Mooch is on the show with us this morning, and we'll have a great talk about Mexico tariff controversy. Anthony's got a lot of interesting things financially. This is a financial icon, Anthony Scaramucci. A young man who knows Wall Street is good and better than anybody. We'll be talking about the China trade war and the economy with Anthony. Brent Bozell is my buddy. Brent and I were going on that Media Research Center cruise. That is in September. We're going to talk media bias with Mr. Bozell. John Catsimatidis, you know, CEO of the Red Apple Group, host of the Cats Roundtable, Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. and Cats at Night on Wednesdays. You know that. John and I are going to talk about this UFO evidence. You want to hear what you don't want to miss. John always has something interesting to say. So we'll be talking to Mr. C coming up. Also, I know you get on me because sometimes you got to. I like to hear the other side. So there's like a quote unquote family friend. I remember talking to him when he was a kid. Now he's a huge progressive. Please, I mean liberal progressive. Oh, you're gonna love this. This is in the 9 o'clock hour. Adam Green, nice guy, very very nice guy. Beautiful family, right? And he's the co-founder of the Progressive Change Campaign Committee. And we'll be talking about the Democratic primary contest with Adam Green. Hey, Joe Piscopo, with Debbie Duhaime. Debbie, thank you for being there. You were just the best. I really meant a lot.
That show was absolutely amazing. Oh. I mean, so much talent. I mean, besides your kids, Olivia was, what a voice. Your son, the way he plays that guitar, backwards, I mean, so much.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this kid is so cool. He's so cool, this kid, right? And they're so talented. Yeah, and then Charlie Colella, those songs.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable.
How about Tommy singing like that. I mean,
a voice. And Joe, yeah. I mean, what voices.
I know. But you were so bad. I look at that. I go, wait, I'm doing the riff with Mikey. And in the middle of it, I went, wait, Debbie's in there. Debbie's at the house.
Yeah. She said, all of a sudden, you remembered I was there.
With your parents.
So cute.
And then, I hope you didn't mind, because then you're inundated like a rock star, Debbie. Everybody came over.
Everybody's wonderful. So nice. So many
people. And
how about
my ex-wife going, I am a huge fan. See?
Yes. She's lovely, by the way.
You could have probably brokered a better divorce deal for me if I had known that.
She's quite lovely, your ex-wife, I have to say. Very lovely lady.
Isn't that wild? I was just glad she was there. The family was together, if you know what I'm saying.
It was beautiful.
And your parents are the absolute best, by the way. Mm-hmm. And you are such a good daughter.
My mom says to me, Debbie, that was one of the best shows I've ever seen. And my parents go to Broadway all the time. They are constantly going to Broadway shows. My mom said this was unbelievable.
They were
so happy they went.
I know we got a break, but when we go on the air and then we say to all those fine folks that we met that listen, and then you say, okay, come to the Saccone Theater, and Peter LaDonna, shout out to Peter LaDonna, who is the creative director over there, and then
so
you come
good.
In to bring, it's a very hip kind of thing. You got to kind of get it, and I'm so glad everybody got it and enjoyed it, and always great to see you, Deb. You're the absolute best. Absolutely. Everything I said about you, I mean, darling.
And that music was so good, the Four Seasons, and great. All that music was amazing. Okay.
Back to reality. Yeah, here we go.
Back to reality. Back to the LIRR. Let's see what's happening, Joe. LIRR, a 20-minute delay right now on the Huntington, Port Jeff, and Ronkonkoma branches. It's all due to some ongoing signal work. A couple of canceled trains with New Jersey Transit this morning. About 25 in at the GWB, Lincoln 20, Holland 20, and watch for slowdowns LIE West right through Woodhaven Boulevard. Sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports. Sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Sunny today, high of 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
John Gibson here. President Trump defines leadership. The first major tax reform in 30 years. Unemployment at an 18-year low. Jobless claims lowest since 1973. The Dow highest ever. Milestone achievements. And now, Noble Gold has minted an exclusive collector's piece, the 2020 President Trump Freedom Coin. On one side, an image of Donald J. Trump. Other side lists all his major achievements. The commemorative 1 ounce coin is the only presidential Trump coin made of 99.9% silver, not silver plating, and it's IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com, use the code COIN to save $5 per coin, or text COIN to 511-511. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com for the silver 2020 President Trump Freedom Coin. Available for a limited time only. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com today. Standard text rates may apply.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Thank you, Kevin. 25 minutes after 6 o'clock. Happy Monday. Great to have you with us. I feel like I'm even closer to you now because we, like, met the other night. I feel like I'm close to you. And you say, Joe, I listen. I have you in the car, and I'm running to work, and I'm running around. And you listen to the intimate hour, and we're gathering around a virtual kitchen table. I love you for that. Thank you. And thanks for listening to all the good things we tell you about, like Rawlings. You know, it's baseball season. And even Charlie's in some kind of, like, it's a league. One was a school league. One's a city league. This is the rec league. And I got Charlie all Rawlings all the time. That's what I get because Rawlings is the number one baseball brand in the world, and they have more than 130 years of experience. So if you go to Rawlings.com, you're going to find some amazing things for your kids, like the Heart of the Hide gloves, which is, are gloves already broken in, please? The Quattro Pro Bats, workhorse batting gloves, mock batting helmets. You know, Rawlings makes the very best baseball gear for those in Little League all the way up to the big leagues. If you look on TV and then you see a great play, chances are that player in Major League Baseball, like Aaron Judge and Stanton Sanchez, are wearing that iconic red Rawlings patch. You will see the red on the glove. That's a Rawlings glove right there. Rawlings is also the official helmet in baseball of countless organizations, including Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, the NC2A, and just about every other youth league. I tell you with pride and with love about Rawlings. These are my friends, Mike Thompson and the good folks down in St. Louis. Just great. This is a great company. So if you got kids, you got grandkids, and you want baseball equipment, please, you go to Rawlings.com. Check out the absolute best of baseball. This is the Gold Glove Company, Rawlings.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Monday, Monday. Mamas and the papas.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, Francis. How you doing there? Frankie Five Burns.
I'm doing great. Sounds like you had a great show on Saturday. I'm pleased you got to meet so many of our listeners.
It's a joy. We are the luckiest broadcasters on the planet. I tell you, Frank, and you know this. You've known this, and Al, you guys have been doing it. Good morning, Albert.
Good morning, Joe.
I'm telling you, they came out. You have to be hip to understand the concept of this show Saturday night. You have to be hip and get it. Because when we say, look, Charlie Colella's going to be there, you go, who's Charlie now? Oh, Charlie arranged those. I mean, he does all the music. He worked with Frank Sinatra, Frankie Valli. And then he's going to put together an orchestra, and then he's going to watch it, and he'll bring up the best of Broadway to sing for you. Joe's going to MC it. It's a great concept. Peter LeDon would get it, because this is what Peter does over at the Saccone Theater. Does a great job over there. And then Jerry LaGuardia is a master promoter and a great guy, and probably the best dressed guy in the business, you know, with all his jewelry and everything. Unbelievable. So we go in, you have to be hip to get the concept, and people got it, and they came in. We just had a glorious night, and it was great, and it was all radio listeners that were there. It was all radio listeners, and it was a Saturday night, and it was nice outside, and we had a meet and greet beforehand. I went out, took pictures, shook hands, and met everybody. So with great, great respect to it, we are very, very fortunate. And I don't know how we got here, Frankie Five Boroughs, but here we are, man. So
absolutely. Yeah, well, great. Know. I mean, it seems like everybody who was there really really got a lot of enjoyment out of it. I'm so sorry I wasn't able to be there.
Well, you and Jerry kept saying, I want to take Frankie. I'm going to take Frankie out. I'm going to take Frankie out. We're going to go out. I said, sure. Frankie, I knew you knew free meals the one thing you
absolutely
thought about. You said, I'm so there with a free meal.
I couldn't respond quickly enough.
Frankie's big on the free meals.
Absolutely.
And drinks.
They love Frankie Five Boroughs. And Al, you had a good weekend too?
Yeah, good weekend. Got verbally berated by my mother on Saturday, so that was always fun. It's always enjoyable.
Where did you go? How many hours in the car?
It's about 40 minutes back, down to my aunt's house, and then 40 minutes back. So most of the time, I was being yelled at by my mother. So
that's not so bad.
But it is, because my wife and son are in the back seat, and my mother is complaining the entire time about stuff, about my driving, and I'm driving too fast, and brake, and this, and whatever. She wants me to stop the car like 15 car lengths away from the car in front of me. And she doesn't understand. I'm like, I've been doing this for a while, Mom. I'm all right with driving. And she's like, well, I'll drive. And I said, no, I don't want you to drive, because you drive at a left angle. I can't,
What happened? You said Jack stuck up for you?
On the way back, she just kept going on and on and on. And finally, we were 2 minutes from her house. There's a Dunkin' Donut. Gosh. She wants coffee. So I'm like, all right, I'll stop and get coffee. But I'm at my wit's end at this point. Finally, I'm just like, enough already. I get out of the car. I'm all disgusted.
You are a blab.
Yeah, I'm done, right? And she wants to pay for the coffee and whatever. Yeah, and I'm like, I get out of the car and I walk into the Dunkin' Donuts. And my son apparently stuck up for me while I was in the Dunkin' Donuts, saying what a great father I am, and how, I do all these things, and blah, 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 and this and that, whatever. And, of course, my mother called later on to apologize to me. Sorry for yelling at you. I go, but why do you do it in the first place if you're only going to apologize to me later? Like, enough already. Stop.
Are patient. You are.
This is the thing. The entire ride down, she is going on and on about my brother-in-law, about how she wants him to die. She wants him to hang from the Verrazano. He should choke himself. He should this. He should that. Now, this is a woman who goes to church every week, praying to God, and God is this, and God is that. I said, but you're advocating murder.
Jesus.
Maybe not now.
This is my point. I'm like, you call yourself this wonderful Catholic, yet you want your son-in-law to drop dead in front of you, and you want to be the one to do it. And she has this, maniacal laugh as I'm saying this, and I'm looking at her like, and you call yourself a Catholic. I said, I think I'm more Catholic than you, and I don't even go to church.
Oh, my God. But, 40 minutes isn't too bad. But
yes, it is. With my mother, 40 minutes, it's like dog years. It's like 8 hours. Come on. You would have pulled the car over. Out.
I can't.
Exactly.
I don't think. I am telling you what. When I come home and I run crazy and we're all over and you're meeting everybody and it's great. But then when I get home, it's me and Otis, man. telling you. I don't think. And I have to tell you, and we'll talk about it. I won't get into it now. But and personally, people want relationships. You need someone in your life, Joe. And they want to be in my life. And they're very lovely, wonderful people. Yeah, that's it.
That's all you need.
Give me Otis, man. Otis, right. My dog.
But I had the coffee and I got home. I got home. Now, I mind you, I did not really imbibe at all at my aunt's house. I had hard seltzer or whatever.
You call Frank for some booze.
Only because I didn't want to hear my mother. Like, at one point, my cousin's husband is like, you want a cigar? My mother's like, you're not going to smoke that, are you? I go, God, I guess not, because, I don't want to annoy everyone. So I get home and my wife goes, what are you going to do? I said, I'm drinking. I need a drink. I need to just down a couple of them. My God.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, well, that's Albert's weekend. Frankie, you had a good weekend, right? Hanging around, just running. But not much, because you're working Sunday. So you.
Yeah, I was here yesterday, and then I didn't do much yesterday afternoon. After going home, did the show. I took a nap. My fiancé and I did go out to dinner yesterday. And then Friday night, I had a great dinner at the David Burke Tavern.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a lot of fun. I took my stepmother out for her birthday, and it was good to be out with my siblings.
You get along good with her, Frankie? Come on.
Very well, yes. Okay. Absolutely. We have a great relationship.
Yeah. God bless you, man. Yeah, me and Otis had a great time home.
You don't take someone to a restaurant that expensive unless you have a good relationship with them.
Come on. Yeah, it's so true. Hey, Joe on the radio, a lot to get into this morning, and a great guest list that Frankie put together for us. Eric Klein is coming up momentarily. The great Mooch, Anthony Scaramucci, will join us. Brent Bozell, really one of the smartest and nicest guys in the media, will join us. He has the great Media Research Center that keeps a watch for us on biased media. John Catsimatidis on the show as well. I mean, come on. It doesn't get better than that. And my pal Adam Green. So he'll be on like 9:30-ish. Adam will be on. And he is the co-founder of the Progressive Change Campaign Committee and a diehard liberal Democrat. But you know what? I want to put aside the divide and we could all talk it out together on the radio. All right? 877-970-2999 if you want to call us on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Right now, we got Big Al standing by with the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
59 degrees at 6:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Senator Chuck Schumer calling on the FCC to investigate, saying internet speeds in New York City and Long Island are much slower than advertised. Schumer says more than 4.7 million customers are paying for high-speed internet, but they are getting service that's far slower. The senator said internet service speed across New York is more like molasses than lightning. He says not only are customers losing out with slower productivity, it's costing them more for less. Three people are in the hospital following two separate shootings in Patterson. NorthJersey.com reporting two men in their 20s were shot on North 3rd Street near Temple Avenue last night and are being treated for non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. An 18-year-old was also wounded by gunfire early yesterday morning along North Main Street near Haldon Avenue and is also receiving treatment for his injuries. Anyone with information related to either incident is urged to contact the Passaic County Prosecutor's Office. In sports, the Yankees couldn't pull off a sweep of the Red Sox, losing 8-5 last night at Yankee Stadium. Steven Matz gave up a pair of home runs in the first inning. Mets went on to lose 7-1 to the Diamondbacks in Arizona. Both locals are off today. The Yankees will open up a series against the Blue Jays in Toronto tomorrow, while the Mets are home to face the Giants tomorrow night. NBA Finals Game 2 goes to the Warriors. They beat the Raptors 109-104. Series now tied at a game apiece. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. LIRR, 20-minute delay on the Huntington Port. Jeff and Ronkonkoma branches. It's all due to some ongoing signal work. A couple of canceled trains with New Jersey Transit this morning. Inbound GWB upper level, a disabled vehicle mid-span, 30 minutes in at the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln 25, Holland up to 40 minutes already, so prepare for delays there. It's kind of busy on the southbound side of the Van Wyck in toward Atlantic Avenue. An accident blocking one lane. And over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the Western Spur North at 16W, an accident there. Getting reports of an accident over on the Deegan South at 179th Street. One lane remains blocked. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of 72. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 73 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Talk to farmers.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust. At a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion. There is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Upper Room Christian School, The Bible Speaks Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Rick Klein's coming up from ABC News. You know, if you're feeling run down, don't have the energy that you used to, it's because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. You know that. And with my weekend this weekend, mamma mia, and I know at the end of the day, I always go, I count, what did I eat that was right for me? And I think of the fruits in the mornings that I did not have. And then I think of the vegetables later on in the day that I did not have. And that's why I up my dosage of Balance of Nature. I have the privilege of talking with Dr. Douglas Howard, the man who came up, the doctor, by the way, who came up with this whole concept of Balance of Nature. And he said, Joe, you know, didn't you have cancer? He said to me, I said, I didn't. And a long time ago, but I keep, I worry about the free radicals still in my body, doc. He said, well, up your dosage of Balance of Nature. I speak for myself. This is not a clinical study. It has worked spectacularly for me. I take those. But you can call the Balance of Nature phone line, 800-246-8751. You'll get a health coach to tell you exactly what Dr. Howard is telling me. Just like, and it doesn't cost anything. You got to check out Balance of Nature. Frankie's been telling us about it for years. Debbie's on Balance of Nature. Albert as well. You will experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Now, for a limited time, all new preferred customers will receive an additional 15% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. 800-246-8751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code THEANSWER. Good health. It's only a phone call away.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Rick Klein is the political director for ABC News, a Long Island guy and a friend of the show. Rick, welcome back to the program. I really appreciate you joining this early on a Monday morning. Rick, good morning to you, my friend.
I love the pageantry of the welcome music. The state phone call.
I went right into a voiceover with that in the background. So a shout out to Big Al for that. Are you in London now?
No such luck. Back in a lonely D.C. where the president has just left us for a couple of days.
Oh, man. Hey, Rick, so who was hosting ABC News last night? Tom Yannis, is that his name?
Tom.
Great job. For those of us with ADD, I've told you this before, it is so boom, one story, boom, the next story, boom. That's the way news has to be. Do your folks who produce that come up with that concept? Hey, look, everybody doesn't have an attention span anymore, so let's do it quickly. Is that the theory there, you think?
I think the thinking is people are busy and you want to bring them all the news that happens in that day. And that, you know, that means a wide range of things. And I do think, you know, sometimes this criticism of news stories getting shorter, but I think the flip is you get more in there and you're, you know, that, to my mind, it's a way to respect people's time and attention spans.
Well done. Things pretty quickly and hit
a lot of different headlines.
Especially on a Sunday night, you know, when you're trying to get up for the next day, everything's going through. So it was great. Hey, Rick, you know, your network, ABC, had an exclusive with Iranian foreign minister yesterday. And you view, what was the most revealing aspects of Martha Raddatz's interview Iranian foreign minister, is this guy's
foreign
name?
Minister, yeah.
Zarif, right?
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
To my mind, the way that they're responding to the threats, and they are threats coming from Trump right now, and they're trying to play Trump's game in a way, which is to come back with words. It's all a big negotiating dance, and I think they're trying to play that game in their own way to say, look, you know, threats aren't going to work. Show us some respect here first. And I wonder, I think they know, the Iranians know, that President Trump consumes a lot of media, watches a lot of television, watches the Sunday shows. And they're trying to get through to him in that medium to say, look, if you keep rattling sabers and keep sending John Bolton out there to threaten things and you keep ratcheting up pressure in that way, that's not going to get us to budge. And I think he was trying to get the president to recognize their own political vice that they're in, where they've got hardliners out there too. Necessarily the most secure situation all around. They're saying, like, show us some respect and then we can talk, because the goal, they say, can still be the same.
And what's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying on Iran?
Well, Pompeo has been among those that are very concerned about this. He's not quite in the Bolton wing, but he has seen some of this evidence that hasn't come out. And in some cases, you know, there are actual movements that are going on that we seem to be responding to. The other interesting item on Pompeo, the Washington Post had this reporting about the Middle East peace plan that Jared Kushner is about to put out. Pompeo doesn't seem like he's a huge fan of it at the outset. So there's maybe some internal tensions around that. But Pompeo, I think he's mostly been in line with the president on the need to ratchet back the Iran nuclear deal and to apply some kind of new pressures and maybe even react.
So Virginia Beach, Rick, here we go again. I mean, it's amazing how desensitized we are. I mean, it was that story's out, then it goes on, and now the president's in London, all attention is there. Is this another massacre? Is this going to make gun control an issue that's on the front burner in the Democratic primary in 2020, you think?
Yeah, I mean, it was there already, and I think you saw it from some of the appearances over the weekend out in California and on the town halls on cable over the weekend. People are dialed into it in the Democratic primary. That's really not the issue. They don't need to convince folks inside Democratic primary. The broader issue in terms of changing the politics, I mean, we've seen the movie so many times before, unfortunately, tragically, to say that this is the one that's going to change all the politics around gun control, I don't see it. There are signs of stirring at the state level. I think the fact that so few Democrats are afraid about talking about new gun restrictions, even the kind of so-called moderates, Second Amendment types, or people that used to be Second Amendment types have changed on this a little bit. And I think that's how the pressure builds. But, you know, it was an issue before, but I think every time we have one of these, it's going to kind of spark up and remind people of the stakes inside the Democratic primary, at the very least.
Yeah. Rick Klein with Piscopo in the Morning. Rick, appreciate your time every Monday when we chat like this. Impeachment. Adam Schiff actually say it's not going to go through? Impeachment won't go through because those of us who support the president, you just go ahead, bring it on, because there's no way it'll go through. Are we seeing impeachment become more of a political issue? And do you think that some of the regular Democrats will back out of pushing for this against the president?
I think you also had yesterday the number three House Democrat, Jim Clyburn, say he thinks it might be inevitable that we get there. This is a slow process when you're Nancy Pelosi. You know, she got booed over this over the weekend in San Francisco in her hometown, the state Democratic Party. People were yelling, impeach, impeach, impeach. People are fired up on this point. I don't see that going away. As a practical matter, we're not there yet in terms of starting articles of impeachment and the like. But I do feel like there's more and more people who are saying, you know what, it's going to happen eventually because of the path we're on, because the president's obstructing. You know, I'll tell you, Joe, I think we talked about this already. The president, there's a big chunk of him and the people around him that say bring it on and try to impeach him because they know he'll be acquitted, and they can say that's a victory for them. So it's a hard position if you're a Democrat. You say, look, you look at this, we think there's enough, but we know that he's the guy that wants it politically. Are we walking into a trap?
Yeah, it's true, man. I just think if they go after it and I think that it'll just backfire in a big way. And speaking about all the candidates that are running on the Democratic side, some who are friends that I know or just aren't servicing. So now you got the debates coming up, and I think the third debate is on ABC, right, Rick?
That's right. Yeah, September, and it's going to be a little bit harder to get there than the first two debates. So it's going to get higher.
Yeah, what exactly is the criteria as of now? How many candidates would qualify for it, do you think?
Well, so the first two debates, you need either 1% in the polls or 65,000 donors. We're doubling it, and actually with the DNC saying you have to do both of those things. So you need 2% and 130,000 donors. Now, 2% doesn't sound like a lot, but remember that Bernie and Biden by themselves have about 50% locked up. So you're splitting the rest of the field 20 different ways. It's hard to get that number. As of now, there'd only be 8 or 9 people qualifying. I think there'll be a couple more, but as a practical matter, it means by September, you're talking about fewer candidates. It just has to happen. There's just not going to be enough oxygen.
Yeah,
and from the DNC's perspective, they've got to start, you know, they have to start servicing their own voters because you just can't choose between 23 or 24. You need to have, you know, a manageable number when you're making the decisions.
Yeah, are you going to cover, before we let you go, Rick, that we always appreciate your time. I got to keep telling you, man, it's so early in the morning. And you get up before your kids, which I love about you, Rick Klein. That is great. But, hey, man, Bill Barr, you know, AG Bill Barr, he's going to investigate the investigators. Will mainstream media cover that as much as, like, Fox News or we do on this show, do you think, Rick?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a big story. And it depends on what form it takes. I mean, if there's going to be little leaks along the way, they're probably going to go to friendly media sources, I got to say. But It's a big deal. And it's unprecedented in a lot of ways to even have an investigation like this. And, you know, I've heard a mantra from Barr and right-wing media, frankly, as well, saying, you know, the media is not interested in transparency. Don't get us wrong. We want to know what happened. I speak for a lot of reporters. You want to know more rather than less. So if there's interesting stuff there, of course we're going to cover it. No question. We'll see how it surfaces because, there's really no precedent for an investigation like this.
So what, you take the kids to a Washington Nationals game, do you? And then you still tell them you got to be a Yankee fan. Don't you do that, Rick Klein?
Well, like the American League and the National League provides lots of room for lots of baseball fandom. You know, if they meet in the World Series, we've got an issue. But until and unless, we guess we're a dual loyalty household.
It's about baseball. I appreciate it. Well, best to your family on Long Island, Rick, and best to you always, and always appreciate you breaking down the news for us, my friend. God bless. Have a great week, Rick.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Talk soon.
Thank you, man. Rick Klein, a political director for ABC News. Joe on the radio, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock right now. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads. Debbie, did you get some sleep last night, girl? Huh? At least
you were up late
Saturday night with me, huh?
I was out late Saturday night, then it was out late Sunday night. I got no sleep. I'm like slurring my words today, but it's worth it. I had a great weekend. By the way, all the songs from Saturday are like still in my head. When they sang After the Lovin', oh my God, that was so good. And then Native New Yorker, and Swear to God.
Remember that one?
There were so many great songs.
And with
great.
That full orchestra with the strings, Charlie put the strings in. Wasn't that great with the strings?
Unbelievable. That orchestra was magnificent.
I'm so glad. And you're such a good daughter. Oh, my gosh. You hang with your parents, which I love about
you. Well, my parents love the Four Seasons, too. So do I. And then I was like, you know what? This is going to be... And Joe, and they were like, oh, Joe's there. Let's go. You know? And then they love seeing your kids performing, you know? Yeah. It was such a great night. It really was.
Well, great to see you. Always have you there, Deb. You have such great positive vibes. God bless you for that. Now, even when we go to traffic, 10 before 7 o'clock, Debbie's on the roads for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's get you around the problems, Joe. Over on the Deegan South at 179th, it's an accident over there. It's kind of busy on the Van Wyck South into Atlantic Avenue. Watch out for an accident. And some stop-and-go traffic on the Grand Central Parkway westbound getting right into Kew Gardens. We're still seeing some slowdowns as you head over to the LIRR, a 30-minute delay and some cancellations on the Huntington, Port Jeff, and Ronkonkoma branches with ongoing signal work, a couple of canceled trains with New Jersey Transit this morning. Let's go inbound over at the GWB. Still waiting about 45, but a stalled vehicle was cleared. Lincoln 30, Holland, a 45-minute delay. 80 East exit 27 getting out toward Roxbury, an accident. The New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur North, right at 16W, accident by the toll plaza to deal with. And we're seeing some slowdowns on 27 in Linden. It looks like you have an overturned vehicle there on St. George's Avenue. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Imagine your increase in sales with your web at the top of search engines getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest ideas that could dramatically grow your profits. Getting your website at the top of search engines is a process that takes unusual expertise. Our team can help you achieve. In fact, we can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, my friends, you know what I drink every day? Super Beats. You probably know by now, I've interviewed throughout my career, I've interviewed people about nutrition. I'm a big believer in good supplements. And it turns out that beets are one of the richest dietary sources of antioxidants and natural occurring nitrates. It's actually amazing. Beets help support healthy circulation, support healthy blood pressure levels, improve natural energy and stamina. There's no added sugar. It's gluten-free, vegan. By the way, every serving contains dietary nitrates equivalent to 3 beets. Try Super Beats risk-free for 90 days. Visit PragerBeats, B-E-E-T-S, of course, .com. And with your first purchase, you'll get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide indicator strips to test your nitric oxide levels. Go to PragerBeats.com to get this special offer, or you can call 800-803-8851, 803-8851. Order today. That's 800-803-8851 or PragerBeats.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine today, a few clouds, rather windy and cooler than recent days, the high just 70. Clear and chilly tonight. Lows will range from the mid to upper 40s in the suburbs to 51 in Midtown. Tomorrow, sunshine mixing with clouds, a cool, nice day, high 71. For Wednesday, more clouds than sun, becoming warmer and more humid, with a couple of showers in the area, especially in the afternoon. There could also be a thunderstorm in spots. Wednesday's high, near 80. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Rhino Shield. If you got a business, you got a home, right? You got to get Rhino Shield. Whether you're a homeowner, you have a commercial setup, this process has unique benefits, so you don't have to paint. You don't have to constantly paint it. It's a waterproof shield. That's what Rhino Shield is. It goes over cedar and vinyl and aluminum and stucco and concrete block or whatever coating you presently have. The Rhino Shield ceramic coating system keeps moisture from penetrating your masonry walls. It keeps the inside of your home dry and mold-free. And Rhino Shield gives you a 25-year guarantee against cracking and chipping and peeling and fading. So stop throwing your money away every 5 years on a needed paint job, please. Go to the website, set up a free, yes, free estimate. RhinoShieldOfNY.com. It's RhinoShieldOfNY.com. Your house, your business will look like you just had a brand new paint job. I know because I did it with my house, and I love every minute of it. It looks spectacular. Call Susan today, please. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Well, they're still racing down the trestles, but that blood had never burned in her veins. Now here's
Frank, you doing all right with this?
Oh, boy. The reason why I'm playing this.
I know.
What? You know why, Joe?
Yeah, to irritate Frank. That's
well, that's part of it. But the other part of it is the Darkness on the Edge of Town was released yesterday back in 1978.
Wow.
So
1978 yeah. already. Wow. Thank
and
you.
I thought you were going to mention Bob Seger. Speaking of which, a number of people I know went to the show Saturday night at PNC.
No, man.
And said it was phenomenal. Most of them were sitting on the lawn because the seats were so expensive. But
yeah, they were expensive. I tell you, Seger was at PNC. He was at PNC.
Saturday night. Yeah.
We were at the Saccone Theater. We were up there. I said, but I got to tell you, if you get a chance to see the great Bob Seger, that is a great show.
Yeah, awesome it was funny show. Because somebody, Sirius is giving a free preview. I think it ends tomorrow or whatever. And one of the disc jockeys on one of the channels that I was listening to, he said, Bob Seger going to be in Central Jersey Saturday night. And I went, Central Jersey? Where's that? Where's Central Jersey? As far as I know, North Jersey is anything north of the Driscoll Bridge, and then below the Driscoll Bridge is South Jersey. I don't know that a Central Jersey actually exists.
Did you see there was some NJ.com came out with this great piece on the Garden State Parkway? Did you see that?
I saw it. I didn't click on it. About how traffic was worse before the parkway was created. Yeah.
Exactly. Give yourself an hour because it's too long.
Back really?
Back in the 50s, everything was longer. So they showed a video. It was film. They do credits about a half hour.
Oh,
and
God.
then they show the Garden State Parkway back when it was built back in the just spectacular. But it was we will alleviate traffic on all the side roads. It's going to go right down to New Jersey.
What happens now? They all take the side roads because they avoid the parkway.
Exactly. It's like it's the road, and I always loved it as a kid, the Garden State Parkway. But now they call it the road New Jersey loves to hate. You know, and it's a beautiful road. It's just it's got more traffic than ever before. Maybe removing the tolls. I'm just saying, just a suggestion. Hey, the Mooch is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Anthony Scaramucci coming up, entrepreneur, financier, former White House communications director. He has that great book, Trump, the blue-collar president. We'll be talking the economy with Anthony Scaramucci. Brent Bozell on the show as well from the Media Research Center. John Catsimatidis and my friend Adam Green. And you, 877-970-2999.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.